Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Warning, the following is the officially sanctioned podcast
about the show, about four lifelong friends
who compete to embarrass each other in public.
You know the one.
The official Impractical Jokers podcast.
Yeah! A blast of energy up top is how we start. Welcome to the official Impractical Jokers podcast. My name is Casey Jost.
I'm James McCarthy.
Of course, with us always,
Tina Santamaro.
And we're joined by a very special guest. We have Adrian Appalucci is in the house.
Woo!
Yay!
Adrian, this is so exciting. People might know you from Netflix's The Degenerates.
Possibly.
That's right.
Probably
or your
not.
Podcast called Vag.
Yes.
That is V-A-D-G-E.
Yes.
That's right, if you want to search it. And you record that in your SUV?
I record it in my car, in my truck, yeah.
Oh,
really?
You know what? I was actually, you know what's so funny? I didn't know that. I'm going to be honest.
No, that's
but
fine.
But when I saw Vag, I was like, oh, that's a great license plate.
Ooh.
Because I think you could get away with it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What is your history with the program? Have you watched a lot of it? Or
I don't have cable, so I've not watched a lot of it.
I love it.
Me neither. So I watch it every episode when it gets emailed to me.
So James is the basically the head producer of the creative
team. I used to have cable, but years ago. So I have not watched it recently.
I don't care about if you have cable. I do care about if you have a diary. Do you keep one?
Not really.
Okay. Did you ever?
I used to keep a diary. You know what I do actually have? I'm in a 12-step program, so I have a book that I write stuff in.
Yeah.
And then I found that my boyfriend has looked through it.
Really?
This is perfect.
I know, yeah. So it's actually great that he's a creep.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you're still with this person?
I don't know. We'll see. It's a risk. It just happened. I think it was in honor of this episode.
Wait, you just found out he's been reading your
I found out
journal?
Over the weekend while I was away. Yeah.
Ooh. How do you, I mean, like,
it's
how do
so
you feel?
It's so fresh. Today's Monday.
I know. It's very fresh.
So do you, I mean, are you still processing or are you kind of like, this is crazy?
I'm processing, but I also knew that was a possibility.
That he would
so
do.
I didn't put everything in there.
How did you find it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I was
we got
ask.
Into a fight and he just bought something up from the book.
Whoa, really?
Tell me, yeah.
Have you ever looked through his phone? Are you a person that would do that?
No, I haven't had the option to, but I would if it was out. Now knowing this.
Wow, that's so scandalous. I'm glad we're starting with this. What a
are
perfect
you?
It's perfect for this challenge because
I mean, life imitates art, I guess.
Yes.
Or is it the other way?
It's jokers imitate you.
Got it. Yes.
That's
will Adrian
is.
Give her a boyfriend a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Yes.
Two thumbs down.
Well, it was really fun.
Ooh,
because,
double down challenge.
Because this challenge, it's so fun to see them as like as dads, and they're kind of bad dads in this. Only one of them has a child that we know of. Murr probably has several. But Joe has a daughter, but I don't think she's old enough to even write or read. So.
She'd do some good art, I'm sure.
But even as a kid, I never wrote anything personal in there. I've just never trusted anybody.
Yeah, you always know that everyone can read everything, especially now if it's on an online diary. I'm sure AT&T's hacking that, Verizon and Boost Mobile. They're reading everything we come up with.
Boost Mobile is all over it.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
You know, Sal like journals, I think, and he keeps like everything like forever. And he keeps like notes that he wrote when he used to keep track of people's bar tabs. He works as a bartender. He still has like he could show me a thing that says like Casey, you had 5 drinks this night, you didn't pay. Like
he keeps
track of like everything from his past and he holds on to it. So he probably has like a real diary. So Joe is talking about some diary entries. So he got his nuts smashed hard.
Yep.
That's very fun. Selling underwear on the internet. And the artsy thing with stains. I felt like all three of those things not only made sense for Joe and like it was believable. The guy next to him was loving it too.
Oh my God. I love that guy.
I know.
He was really enjoying this conversation and hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, if somebody asked me if they should read someone's diary, I would say yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I also like putting people in uncomfortable positions. So
yeah, I would love to. If someone asked me like, hey, I just found this, I would be like, yes. Hell yeah. And they'd be
read
like, should I stop at 3? No, keep going.
Read them all.
Yeah.
I love
it. I think you should, what they should have done was write one. They should have had people in the episode be like, I want to write one and see if she notices and see what they thought they should write.
Wow, that's next level. You just got hired as a producer on the show.
Hey, I didn't want to do the writing packet, but I'll just bring my talents to the podcast.
Yeah, please. And then, yeah, I love the idea of, we got Bruno Mars in there. Obviously, it's
fun. Fan of the show.
Yeah, he's a fan of the show, and this is real. And one time, I don't know if you've ever heard the story, but one time Sal was like at a restaurant, and then he was lifted up from behind and was like, is this a crazy fan? And it was. But that fan was Bruno Mars.
Wait, Bruno Mars was on the episode?
No.
Bruno Mars was like in Sal's real life. I thought you meant someone lifted Sal up from behind.
It was Bruno Mars. Lifted Sal up from behind.
He must be strong.
What? And then Sal was like, what the hell just happened? And he looks and it's Bruno Mars.
How did he lift him up?
You know what? That's Bruno Mars' strength. He's from Mars.
That's Bruno strength.
Bruno, yeah.
One of the best Super Bowl halftime shows too. Bruno Mars.
That's right.
Lifting Sal.
Yeah.
That's next year's halftime show.
Yeah, that was actually at like the Joker Super Bowl party.
Sal was just like in a restaurant in like New York City, or maybe it was L.A. or something. But
that's so weird to turn around and then I don't even think I know what Bruno Mars looks like. I would still just get mad.
I think Bruno Mars looks like such a celebrity. Even if you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, well, you're a famous person.
I gotta look at it, see what he looks like.
Yeah, look him up. That's so fun that you're Googling for the first time what Bruno Mars looks
like. No, I'm sure I've seen him before.
Oh, yeah.
The shocking reveal.
I'm sure he knows who I am.
That'd be a bad day for Bruno Mars. He's like going up. He's like, I love this show. Sal's going to remember me. He knows who I am.
Yeah.
He does look kind of famous.
And then all of a sudden it's like, who are you? Get away from me. And then you realize you just like, you know, basically molested somebody because they didn't know who you were.
Right.
That'd be a bad day for Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I know. He'd be canceled.
He would have been canceled.
And Sal got canceled because his child wants him to drown.
Yes.
Drown. Sorry.
My favorite color is pink. My favorite song is Uptown Funk. And I hope my father drowns.
And that woman was perfect, too. Just like...
She didn't want to hear it at first.
Yeah. And just like when they first showed the shot of Sal and that woman whose like feet were up on the bench, I was like, this is going to be great.
Yeah, she was fun.
And she was like the perfect fight. Like her and Sal were actually like kind of kindred spirits. They're kind of the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Mer. This bit with the Tina, Lisa, me, and the seat arrangement. It's simple math, but it's so fun.
Dear Diary, I'm excited for the concert tonight, but my friends and I can't seem to agree on seating arrangements. We can either do Tina, me, Lisa, or Lisa, me, Tina, or me, Lisa, Tina, or Tina, Lisa, me, or Lisa, Tina, me, Tina, Lisa. I think it should be Tina, Lisa, me, or Lisa, Tina, me, or me, Lisa, Tina, or me, Tina, Lisa. I just don't want to sit in the middle.
And you got Tina, you got your name in there.
Hey, yeah.
You've been pushing for that.
You
made it into the show.
I like to picture it as you, my wife, Lisa,
right.
And I guess just a child.
Yeah.
And then Mer's child. Uh-huh. That's just Mer in like a wig. But yeah, just a little thing like that is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even embarrassing. It just feels so realistic that would be in there.
Yeah. And just really confusing for Mar to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like that when the guys do write for, you know, the child. A lot of these like all ring true. Like, mm-hmm. they all work together.
Yeah.
So the kid that would do that might also be sort of like excited for their father to say I love you
right.
Yeah.
Again.
But would that kid also go to a party and wonder why the ping pong balls still haven't popped out?
Definitely. All right. And then finally, Q gets a mark who I love it. This is like
that guy was journaling.
This young woman like is basically like I journal and like I wouldn't want this. It was like perfect. And Q really made me be like, wow, Q should have a kid. Like even though he's doing the wrong thing, it just he also this is like before he had like so he had surgery on his like voice first, like I don't even know what it was. His nodes? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So polyps. I know.
What a bad friend
I am. Polyps on
polyps.
His, yeah.
But this is before
and he missed
that.
A couple shows about it and they had to like reschedule and stuff. It was a whole thing on his Insta, I believe, or he tweeted.
Yeah. And I'm glad that he's healthy now, but I also love the way that his like little scratchy voice sounded.
Yeah.
Know? And then this was like peak scratchy Q talking like a dad.
Yeah.
He's like a Staten Island dad with his like deep scratchy voice.
it sounded cool. It was like a Tom Waits type voice, yeah, which is really nice.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the end of this bit when the Mark read about salty, sweaty hot dog skins rubbing up against my naked body.
Yeah.
I ate a hot dog today. It was good. I wish I could eat hot dogs every day. Sometimes I dream about swimming in a sea of hot dogs. They're salty. Would she call them sweaty? Okay, no, I can't do this anymore.
They're salty, sweaty skins rubbing against my naked body.
And then she's like, burn the diary.
Yes, yes.
That's
yes.
really funny.
She got to sweaty and was like tapping out.
Yes.
I like the dear good. Satan, give me strength.
Well, yeah.
Like yes. She didn't even go to any of the other gods. She just instantly went the other way.
Straight to Satan.
You know, you need some dark arts in this diary.
It all rings true with Q's child.
Yeah, for sure.
And it made me really feel, this whole bit made me feel like, oh, I see who these children are and I believe it.
Oh, definitely a goth kid.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
how do they not get recognized?
In that, I mean, like, we pay the people. No, I don't know.
It's like anytime the guys go on the floor, they'll go down, they'll sit next to someone like, oh, boy, I got my girl's diary. And they're like, hi, Q. And you're like, dang it. Go move over, sit down.
Okay.
Oh, boy, I got my kid's diary. And they're like, hi, Brian Quinn. And you're like, oh, okay, got to go to the next one. And then eventually we'll find somebody that doesn't know them.
Like, is the show eventually going to move to them having to have four other people who are doing stuff that they're telling them to do because they're so famous?
I'll put it like this. You don't know who Bruno Mars is.
Yeah,
true, but so, I know those people are, I guess, because I'm in this world.
I think, like, in New York City, there's so many people someone's not going to know who they are. Like, in New York. Like,
maybe
I think
that's
if they
true.
Were shooting in, like, a smaller city.
Yeah,
like,
right.
They, that's true. And,
so this next one, should we break up? Another spicy challenge.
Oh, this is great.
Very fun.
I like this one even more.
Shout out to Carly.
Yeah, Carly did such a good job.
Oh, my God. The oopsie, I farted a little bit. Like, I mean, I don't know how she said that without
It's like she was a joker. It was like they threw her like a line that they would throw one of the guys. It was so, I mean, like one of the jokers, you know?
See, I just farted a little bit. I gotta go. I'll be right back.
It's very fun.
You can usually find Carly in the background typing up everything the guys are saying as the bits are going on. That helps like our post-production team.
Yep.
Whenever the guy's like in the back, in the BTS, as we call it, the behind the scenes, you'll see Carly kind of typing there. Maybe if Sal falls down and the camera has to follow him, you'll see a shot of Carly.
It's funny because when you're on set and you see her doing that, it looks like she's completely not paying attention to what's going on around her, where really she's paying the most attention.
Exactly.
She's just typing every second up. So she's so focused on the typing, but it's of everything that's happening around her.
She's great.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. I never even thought of that because you know, it's one of those things, it's a production thing that I know who she is and what she does. Mm-hmm. So I don't even notice her in the shot, but I'm sure people are like looking and being like, well, who is this person that's just like who's not like, interested?
Yeah. Like sitting there blogging away.
She also has a very high tolerance for laughter, I guess I'll say. She is stone cold. You can pitch her jokes all day. Yeah. Does not laugh. We had her in the producer's room just reading all the cringest McBasketball names to her.
Yeah.
Not breaking at all. Like anything. Like pitch like the best ideas. Pitch like Jeannie Joe to her. And she's just like, it like drove us mad.
Yeah. She's either a sociopath.
She didn't laugh at Uncle Boobs. That's like my favorite.
Not even at Mother Coconuts.
I know. Have you ever had a breakup like any of these breakups?
No.
No?
Definitely not.
Have you ever broken up with someone or been broken up with in public?
No.
Right? Like, it feels like that's what you're supposed to do? So that the person.
I think that's what you're supposed to do if the person's insane and, like, might hit you. Yeah.
Or farts.
Or farts. Yeah. I was hoping that they were going to ask the people to break up with them for them when they got back and they were going to leave.
Hey,
I don't want to be with this person anymore. Can you just break up with them? I'm going to leave and then see what they did. That's what I was hoping one of the things would be.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like that stuff too. It feels like that show, What Would You Do?
Yeah.
And it's like, I just want like a comedic version of that show. And that's like when our show can kind of slip into that role, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Case, you remember this? The guys talked about surprise. I forget who it was. Maybe Joe wanted to surprise one of the other guys in this bit with like a model from like, like we call up like Wilhelmina or like Ford Modeling Agency and like that's their girlfriend and be like, she murdered someone. But like, I mean, perfect 10. Should we break up? Like, just see, like,
that's such a, like, good episode.
Yeah, just like, that's more like a what would you do? It's like,
yeah,
I'm way out of my league here. So it's like, she's a really bad person. She burns me. She punches me. It's like, should we break up? And then, like, see what the mark would say. It's like, I don't know. We decided against it.
Yeah. Because we have Carly.
And Helen.
That's right. But yeah, that's that bit. This is a juicy bit so far. And like a challenge, or rather a episode. This whole episode's got like diaries and like breakups. And then, of course, like, we have to top it off with a server who can barely get to tables.
That was my favorite. Man is out of control.
Yeah, big fans.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their hands up, signifying that they're big fans of this. We love it. It's Sal.
It was great. I've never seen those goggles.
They work really well. Boy, we had them in the producer's room, trying them on. It is exactly what you saw on the show. You're like in line for an HR violation if you wear them, and you're trying to like put something down. Cause like with people around, you touch things you don't want to touch. You miss things.
There were so many things we planned. Like, what you saw a bunch, but there was other things we planned and set up. But it got to a point where Sal almost like killed himself at the end.
Oh my God. Like, and they were like,
we got
spinning
it. This
him.
Is so funny. They were like, let's just end it here. But like, we've like saved those. I don't even want to say them, but we've saved those other things maybe for other punishments.
Ooh, yeah, there's one thing that is, I will say, definitely going to be in season 9.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
This was, I mean, even just at the rough cut of this, it was, Simi and I were dying laughing watching this. It was one of the funniest punishments ever.
I liked watching him trying to pour the water.
Oh my God. It's just, and that one woman is holding like a little infant, and he like pours water all over her.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's a how do you get, baptism.
How do you get places to like agree to do that?
We ask for forgiveness afterward.
No, it is really tough. I mean, so that is actually one of the hard things. Like, it keeps us out of like some stores. Some places like will say like, no, we need to know exactly what you want to do. Like, if you're a scripted show and you're like, hey, here's a script, what do you think? They'll say yes, and you can do it. With our show, it's like, well, there's a lot of improv, so we can't tell you what we want to do. But basically, the gist of it is, he's going to be a waiter wearing these goggles, and he might crash into some things. Like, we think it's all going to be safe and fine. What do you think? And all the cool people say yes, and all the herbs say no.
Do you tell them really specifically, like, he's going to be probably pouring water on people and breaking glasses and, you know?
Well, that's a great question, Tina. And the answer is not really.
Okay.
So here's what happens. When we and the guys come up with things we want to do, let's say like we're just going to be in a restaurant and they're just going to be bartenders, and we'll come up with things like whatever, sip from their drink, or like try to like add like your breast milk to the beer or something like that, even though the guys don't lactate. Like, you know, you can imagine one of the guys trying to do something.
But the sky's
like
the limit. Right.
Sky's the limit. You can do anything. Spit in it. It's not rocket in it. All that stuff. The guys might make each other do. What we send out is something like, the Joker will talk like a surfer dude, or like
to the location.
To the location.
Like, we'll do like a real mild version. Where
real
like,
generic. Like,
yeah.
The Joker will walk like Frankenstein behind the bar to go get like a mixer.
And the location goes, oh, that's funny. And that's harmless.
Wait, do you ever get there and they do that stuff and they're like, out of here?
It happened once at Gold's Gym in season 1, but the guy was going to do that no matter what. They were also good to, like, I guess like a year or two before we had done that, they were filming The Apprentice.
Okay.
Heard of it? And they kicked them out.
Ooh.
And but like, you know, they had enough money to like bribe the guy to stay. But this guy was just sort of like, this was not, I wouldn't blame Gold's Gym. I would blame this one franchise owner in like Manhattan, who was just trying to rip off like production.
I would think most places are happy though, because they think it's
most,
cool.
That's the truth. And most places are like super happy, always want us back. And then sometimes you got to break in a new location with some fun, I don't know, boundaries.
You know what's funny about this punishment was, like, so after we tell Sal, like, you know, the idea of the punishment, and he starts going out, and then we're telling him we're going to spin him around and stuff, and like, he was just like, yeah, but guys, like, he was like, what if I don't get dizzy? I don't want to, like, you know, he was like, won't the punishment be a failure? And we were like, but you're going to be dizzy. And then look at him. He like falls down. It's like legit. You know what I mean? He afterward, he was like, I couldn't believe, like, I thought I would have my faculties because like I'm an adult. Or like, that's even worse. It's worse to be an adult and get spun around. Yeah. Like when you're a kid, you're like lower to the ground. You could handle like a dizzy bat. Like when you're that big, like, you know,
he's also wearing those glasses at first too.
Yeah.
He comes out of that door and slams into the wall, like 3 feet from him is one of the funniest.
You should have spun him with those glasses on.
It was like already, he almost like,
oh my God,
died. He was so close to like busting his head open.
What a great way to end the show with someone's death.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate punishment.
And you can call the funeral home and get it right away.
Yeah. Wow. This has really come together.
And I'll say this.
You did it.
You know what? You bring up another good point. This was obviously towards the end of the season. It's easier to insure things where the guys are getting hurt at the end of the season because there's less episodes that they're on the hook for.
Oh,
interesting. Isn't
that beautiful, huh?
Yeah, folks? Can't kill a Joker at the beginning of the season because then we're on the hook for another 26 episodes of Pam. So at the end of the season, we might kill a guy.
So, yeah. Although, like, skydiving, I think, was, like, mid-season.
Yeah, it's weird.
But skydiving is dangerous,
exactly.
Right?
I mean, but the potential, like, if you're an insurance company and you're, like, between, like, him, like, you know, spilling water on people as a waiter or jumping out of a plane, which one are you going to insure?
Yeah. True, but I feel like he was more at risk of dying than Mar was skydiving.
That's interesting.
Know.
That's a real...
The way he hit his head on that, like, metal garbage can.
Came close.
I don't know,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, falling 10 feet from, like, an upright position to falling hundreds, right?
Yeah.
True,
I don't know.
True. All right, fine. Math. I'm wrong.
No, we're all right, and this episode was great. It's so fun, huh?
Woo!
It was a juicy one.
Yeah.
I keep calling it a juicy one. It was a juicy one.
Very juicy.
Adrian, you've had incredible questions this whole time.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions? Because I like that you're production savvy.
I am production savvy. Other questions? I did think it would be cool if whoever, like, even though Sal lost, if you punished the other three.
Just
and
like
Sal
break
won.
The rules?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Uh-huh. I like that you're really trying to change the format of our show.
I don't want
to
change it. I just thought it would be fun if they were like, what the hell?
Yeah, I guess we could do that. Sal just takes hostage of the show.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
A punished Joker should try to do that sometime. Like, while he's being punished, if he could somehow punish the other guys more.
Like, wearing their faces on his shirt.
Well, yeah.
With their phone number
idea.
Or something.
We've talked just about, like, we have a weird Murr idea where it's sort of like that, but we'll you know, I don't want to give away too much.
While Sal's doing his stand up bit, just like saying the guy's social security numbers, which I'm sure he has memorized. a nice way to screw over his buddies.
I barely have mine memorized.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I just wanna promote your Degenerates episode again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. On Netflix.
Because
watch it.
It's excellent.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. It's
funny.
Thank you. So everyone listening should watch it.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
I know
that sounds so fun.
You did not watch it. Now you're my favorite.
I don't have Netflix.
I already liked you because you had the same color hair as me.
You don't have Netflix either?
Come on. You're making...
That's so weird.
I know how much money you're making.
I do, Casey.
I was going to say, I looked up your net worth before I came here.
It's dropping.
So make sure to check out The Degenerates and also Vag, which is Don't Please Don't Get the License Plate, so that you could have it.
Yes.
Somebody's gonna do it
you
now.
You have to get it. But you know, there could be different things. You could spell it differently with different like numbers and stuff.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Do a three with
Vag,
me.
Vag
How
of
else
honor.
Can our fans follow you?
Instagram, it's just my whole name, which is so long.
There it is.
Yeah, your last name was fun. I said it wrong when you came in.
Should we spell your last name for the
Sure.
Listeners?
And I also do these fun things where I troll dudes on Tinder to get them to tap out.
Great.
So I'm doing
fun.
And I do a lot of like the most awful stuff. And you'll be surprised how long dudes will hang in there thinking they might have sex.
And you do that on Vag or do you do that on like your
I do
own
that.
Social media?
I post them on social media.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's interesting like the things you'll say to dudes and they're still in there.
I believe it.
It's so crazy, though. So those are always fun. Yeah.
That's great.
My last name, IAPALUCCI. It's very long.
Before we go, we got to throw to a clip from next week, Case.
Let's do it.
Woo. Oh, my goodness. I just kind of, I don't know if you smell that, but okay. I just feel so guilty because it's like definitely, I definitely have nerves going. I hope he doesn't come in. I hope he doesn't smell it.
If by chance he does notice.
On the off chance, he says anything. We don't know it. I didn't tell you that. Yeah, nothing happened.
Ready to go. We're sending in Jeff Daniels.
Have fun, bud.
All right, Jeff.
Here he comes.
Oh, no!
Let's unleash the Jeff Daniels.
If he says anything, I didn't do anything. If you could take the blame or something, I don't care, whatever. Anything.
Jamie and Sal, they're helping us out today.
Hello, sir. How are you?
What's your name?
Sal. Nice to meet you, sir.
This is going to be fun for Jeff because he can do anything he wants right now.
We're just assembling these couple chairs.
What? We're
just going
to... Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me! He said, don't talk to me! Look at him! Oh, my God! Let Jeff Daniels work right now!
Jesus Christ, what is that? What is that?
Do you want me to get the director for you?
Who did the fart?
Great.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
and thank
for
you guys for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.